Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You can hit us up anytime in the Equitable Bank inbox, john@1620thezone.com or josh@1620thezone.com. You can also go to the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620 or the text slash hotline 402-951-1620.
Yeah, we just got a text from the 402 that says when you each say the same word at the same time, you're supposed to say jinx first before the other person so you are not a loser.
So you're both losers?
Forgot to say jinx. Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Nah.
I don't want a soda though, John. You're good.
Why don't you want a soda?
I don't really drink pop anymore.
Why not?
I'm just not very healthy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's loaded with sugar. Hmm. Yeah.
Any other reasons?
I mean, I might dabble in something, but I'm not going to talk about that here.
Oh.
The Bengals are leaning into the bit.
Oh. I have a tweet to read.
The Bengals are leaning into the bit.
Okay, so what do they do now?
Well, Mike Hilton, Bengal cornerback, has given the Chiefs Stadium a new name.
So it's called Arrowhead.
Josh is a big fan of, you know, when I
host a playoff game.
When I come up with unique names like the Chiefs.
Unique.
And
Chiefs is funny.
And, you know,
America's scheme.
Also hilarious.
I think it's fantastic.
I guess Frisco's nuts. It's just shortening things. Yeah, well, you do this a lot.
I enjoy it. It's fun, and unique and entertaining.
So in this case, it's called Arrowhead. Are they saying that's a little problematic and they wanted to give it a less problematic nickname? Is that what the thought process was?
If Mike Hilton would like to use that as an excuse, that would be a fun way to try to get out of it. But no one's going to believe him as he has renamed Arrowhead Stadium Burrowhead.
Is this a long lost son? John, is this person related to you?
No, I am not.
Is this
a
person
Hilton
related to Nick?
He is not a bishop. I am not a Hilton.
I'd come up with something a little better than Burrowhead.
No, you did the thing with Bull earlier that
you
made
did.
No sense.
Yeah, I know. That's fair. That was bad.
Yeah.
But they are really just, they like this role. They really
you
like
know why?
This role.
I think the I heel. Know why. Because here's a tweet from our favorite triggered Kansas City Chiefs fan, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Is this about how Bengals fans are calling the hashtag Chiefs Stadium Burrowhead? It's ignorant AF. They have won one time at Arrowhead. That doesn't warrant a name change. Ignorant dip poops. I mean, this is why he did it. Because of tweets like that.
Sure. He's enjoying it. They're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting in. They're trying. We'll see how successful they are.
Mm-hmm.
To get into the Chiefs' heads. They're arrowheads. They're burrowheads. I lost my train of thought.
Okay, I was like, wow, that's going to be a great point.
I thought it was going to be a great point, and then I totally lost my
Joe
train
Burrow,
of thought.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's
injuries.
Injuries.
You know, the
fan
Chiefs
stuff.
Could flip this real quick.
By winning the game?
They're going to make the Bengals burrow their heads into the ground like scared ostriches.
Wow. You know, it's so crazy, too, like looking back at the game last year.
I don't want to forget it because I'll forget it. I'm old and I'm tired.
Here you go.
The fact that the Bengals carry this kind of attitude with them, when you look at their head coach.
I know, it's nuts.
Zach Taylor, who is one of the most mild-mannered, nice guys that have ever come through here.
Mm-hmm.
And does not give off any vibe. He's not Jerry Glanville. He's not Buddy Ryan.
No.
You know, I'm just trying to think of other, you know,
NFL coaches
who weren't afraid to
strut around,
ruffle a few feathers. And the fact that this team,
Jim Harbaugh,
and he allows it to happen.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
I like coaches
that
do that.
Eli Apple last year just got destroyed. I mean, he went after everybody, and then when Super Bowl MVP, and still your Super Bowl MVP, by the way, Cooper Kupp scored the winning touchdown on him in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs receivers and other players in the NFL like Lamar all jumped in on Twitter and just dogpiled on Eli Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think it'd shut him up. Oh, no, he's double, he's tripled, quadrupled down.
Burrowhead.
Quintupled down. It has not stopped him. He's gotten even more mouthy on Twitter and elsewhere. The fact that that hasn't shut him up, that maybe Zach Taylor didn't say, hey, you know, Eli, maybe we should settle it down just a little bit.
Chill a little bit.
Take the bullseye off of our chest. Hasn't done that.
You know what I think? I guess I wonder about is what this means for NFL fans in general. Because, like, normally, it's like the Chiefs. They were fun. They were the cool story. They went to the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. They went again. And you know what happens? When you win a lot, people kind of start getting annoyed. And they want the new toy, the shiny new toy. Bills were the shiny new toy. Cincinnati's the shiny new toy. But another thing the fans don't like is, like, this type of attitude. And so I guess ultimately I'm asking, John, are fans rooting in general for Kansas City on Sunday, or are they rooting for Cincinnati? Because Cincinnati has been a, you know, not to bring up dark days for you, but like a lovable loser over the years. Like people, I never met anyone who had a negative opinion on the Cincinnati Bengals until this last year, and that's from Chiefs fans. You know, because of the success that they have had. So I wonder who people are pulling for, because normally I think it'd be like, yeah, root against Mahomes and the Chiefs because they're the big bad monster. But I wonder if this is getting under people's skin, you know, at this point in time.
You know, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know.
Mm.
And it would be really hard. I mean, around here, the Chiefs are a pretty polarizing franchise. We have a lot of Chiefs fans here, and we hear from a lot of people who are not Chiefs fans that get very annoyed by them. So it'd be, I don't think we would be a good microcosm of America to find out if this
they're going to despise
stick
them. Yeah.
Is worth it. Though, you know, when you look at the Bengals, you wonder how much people are actually paying attention to any of these so-called trash talk. And how many of them, remember, the Bengals are still a little new here. The Chiefs are the more established team.
Yeah, they've been having success with Mahomes since 2018.
And typically, Americans, we, you know, believe it or not, 20-ish years ago, people were in love with the Patriots. Oh, look at the cute little
Patriots!
Oh, wasn't it wonderful that they won a Super Bowl after 9/11?
Jeez.
The Patriots!
Jeez.
Oh, what a wonderful story. 2 years later, it was, God, I hate these guys.
Yeah.
And it carried over for the better part of two decades. Because we build people up to tear them down. Well, the Chiefs have been built up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mahomes hasn't reached the Brady level of you either love him or you hate him, I don't think.
Not yet. It'll happen.
But Bengals are new money. Never won a championship.
Correct.
Never won a championship.
Correct.
Last year's runner-up. People like to see a comeback story. Oh, they were last year's runner-up. They haven't won a championship. Oh, I hope they win this year. So I don't know how much this new act,
if it's going to wear thin,
these tiger fangs have had in shaping the public perception of who you're rooting for. I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. A hell of a game.
Me too.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Mustache Adam says, John likes fun and unique, then he has to love Skurs and the script logo from the 90s. Both fun and unique. Man, I couldn't agree
not
more, Adam.
Not fun, not unique, stupid.
Wow.
And stupider.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
I will only accept Skurs.
Skurs!
From now on, we only refer to them as the Nebby Skurs.
Nick's all in on that.
Do it.
I'm not in.
Because
I'm calling
that,
your
because,
bluff.
Because no, if that's the way we're going to be, we're gonna drive this into your brain, and it's going to be like, oh, God, I hate this.
Do it, you coward.
So the next
Nebby
year,
Skurs.
When you're in Lincoln for the game, you're going to be like, welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena for tonight's matchup between the Creighton Blue Jays and the Nebby Skurs. You'll even do it on that on a broadcast?
He'll eat some friesies and bloobs before
no,
he does
No, I will
it.
Not.
Wow. Pry
I
those
not,
bloobs
I
out of his cold, dead
fries
hands.
And blueberries together.
A little bit of zaw.
That's odd. See, these combinations are
you
a little weird.
You can do zaw and friesies.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I like having a little pizza and little fries.
Mm. You like some blueberries with your pizza?
Nah.
Well, definitely not you.
Oh,
I love blueberries. Why would I want it with pizza?
Dessert pizza, which is weird because dessert pizza is just or fruit
it's just
pizza,
a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It is good.
It's very delicious. Nice, warm fruit.
Mike says, I'm not a fair opinion because I am a Chiefs fan, but I think the Bengals are whiny. They were very salty about the coin flip, and the Bengals are kind of douchey. Look, they should have been salty about the coin flip. They were getting punished for something that, you know.
Yeah.
The benefit of the doubt was not extended to them. It was not extended to them. That said, they went out and they beat the Ravens, and then they beat the Ravens again, and then they beat the Bills.
I mean, if the Bengals could be whiny about the coin flip, the Chiefs could be whiny about the neutral site game that could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Should be a hell of a game.
That's what we should be celebrating this week.
No
the fact
neutral
that this
site.
Game is being played outdoors, on grass, in Arrowhead,
the way the
or
good Lord
Burrowhead,
intended.
And not in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
What is it, G-C-H? G-C-H, Burrowhead?
G-E-H-A. GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium.
At Burrowhead Stadium. Nice.
Burrowhead Stadium.
Awesome. I can't wait for the broadcast.
Oh, I can't wait for Dave Lapham of the Bengals
to
call it Burrowhead.
Ooh,
and then
a certain someone's going to be triggered. Man, everyone was so fiery yesterday. It's kind of moved on into today.
I don't think I've heard Mitch that fired up in a while.
Yeah, last time I heard him that fired up was when Corey Lathrop was asking him questions.
Ooh.
Called him Benedict Arnold.
Did.
Okay.
Listen, Benedict. If you've been watching the NFL playoffs, it's time to get into the game with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Now, customers can bet conference championship games this Sunday with $150 in free bets.
Whoa!
Guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Use our promo code 1620 at sign up. The line currently is Chiefs minus one. So if you are on the Bengals, you're getting a point here. Jump in. Or if you think the Bengals should still be favored, you can do a teaser and you can change that point spread back to in favor of the Bengals, and that pays you a little bit more extra money. You can do that on FanDuel. And remember, right now, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. Signing up with our promo code 1620.
One of the cool things, John, too, is that they have specials, not just the normal playoff props, but how about this one? The most playoff passing yards this weekend and Mahomes plus 850. I know we're concerned about his injury, but that's one that you could certainly take a flyer on. Most rushing yards this weekend and a whole lot more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Put in our promo code 1620 to take advantage of this great opportunity where you place that first $5 bet and get $150 in free bets guaranteed. One more time, promo code 1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.